and I'm bringing you the first in a series of lightworker lessons for acupuncturists and physicians, also including holistic practitioners. Now, if you are really interested in raising the level and consciousness by which you work in your clinical practice and your life, I believe you're going to find this of really significant value and interest. And I really thank you for your interest in listening to this right now. So let's start right out by defining some terms. It's really important to make sure we're on the same page about some of these terms that might be a little fuzzy to a lot of people in terms of what do they exactly mean. The first term is ascension. Now, the word ascension clearly means raising something up, right? Well, in terms of the level of consciousness, there's a lot of ways this word is being used. There's a lot of people who are in the ascension movement, who are doing ascension practices. And in general, it's a tendency to raise consciousness into a higher evolutionary level. And that is exactly what I'm going to talk about. And I want to make it as clear and precise as I can, as possibly can be done, about this subject. So let's talk about this. Now, since you're listening to this video, it's likely you've heard about other things like this in the past. You've maybe read about yogis from the East who have demonstrated paranormal powers called siddhis, where they can do things that most humans could never dream of doing. They can melt snow with their naked bodies and fly or live very long time and things like this. I mean, obviously, Jesus and the Christian religion is very well accepted in that belief system that he died and ascended after he died and was able to go up to people and communicate with them and serve in a very profound way. So, of course, people have so many different beliefs about this. I mean, is this just superstition? Is it a religious dogma? Is it just fables and legends from the Far East that entertain us? Or is there some reality to this? And people who believe that there could be a reality to it may also think, well, that's fine for these superhumans like them, but I could never do something like that. Well, that's what I want to address. You see, I see that this ascension is not just some kind of fluke that certain superhumans do or some superstition, but it's a whole evolutionary direction that the human race is going in now. It's something that is well on its way and cannot be turned back. Think about it. There is such rapid changes on our planet, and every one of us is going through it in our own way. And it may not feel like ascension. Many times this process feels very disconcerting and discombobulating, and look at what's going on in the world, and you go, boy, this does not look like ascension. This looks like chaos. Or this looks like more negative things going on. Well, the thing to understand, whether it's on a personal level or on a global level, is that as more light comes into any organism, as more energy, more potential is fulfilled, there's a natural shedding of the old. There's a natural releasing, a detoxification of what no longer serves. Now, how traumatic that process is can vary a lot from moderate to extreme, depending on how much resistance and ignorance people have about what's going on. Now, part of the ascension work is to understand what's going on and to accentuate the beauty and the love and the light and the elevation and the expansion of this process and sail through the more difficult parts more quickly. And maybe instead of seeing them as difficult, have some gratitude that, wow, I am on my ascension timeline. I am on my ascension pathway. And you start seeing the fruits of it. So yes, there is sort of this detox aspect to it. And then another thing making the world so chaotic right now is that there is many people with entrenched power in the economic systems and the political systems. And the people with the greatest entrenched powers are the ones that you don't even hear about. You don't even hear their name. It's not like the people out front like Trump that everybody can easily criticize and have strong opinions about. It's the ones you don't hear about that are mostly doing this. And they are trying really hard to hold on to their positions of power in the midst of this global ascension. And they know it's coming. So they're just trying to hold on as long as they can. And that's creating a huge amount of havoc on the planet now. So the actual meaning of ascension in this regard is an elevating of your frequency and of your vibrational level on a long-term basis. This is not a temporary flip. This is really moving forward into a higher level as an embodied spiritual being in a physical body. And it involves definite physiological changes that are actually quite tangible. That has to do with your DNA, your nervous system, your chakras, your meridians, and a lot of things like this that I'm going to go over in this lesson. I want to give you the specifics of it, not leave this general and vague or metaphysical for you. Now, a really important part of this process of ascension is the activation of your light body. Just let the words, activation of your light body, what do you feel when you hear those words? Just check in with yourself a moment. It's something that your soul already really understands, even if you don't consciously understand it yet. Now, the light body is a field of conscious light that surrounds and permeates your physical body, and it's multidimensional. It's an aspect of your multidimensional self, and it connects your physical body and your human self to the higher levels of your energy bodies and the infinite. Now, while there is a certain overall activation of the light body for the human race that everybody is experiencing on some level, we can individually accelerate this process and also enjoy it a whole lot more through certain breathwork practices and meditations and receiving infusions of what we call light body activation energies. Some of these things I'm talking about go back to ancient times. And some of these are just being received by the human race for the first time now. But they're really available. And it's just a matter of getting the right information and taking advantage of it. Now, the frequency of the earth itself is also ascending. Now, ancient rishis in India chanted the word Om very frequently. And they considered the frequency of Om to be about 7.83 hertz, which is used in several Indian traditional instruments. Now, scientists have been measuring what's called the Schumann resonance, which is the basic pulse of the surface of the Earth. And the way it's measured is measurements are taken of the ambient frequencies between the surface of the Earth and the ionosphere, and taken over several different places and averaged, and that is called the Schumann resonance. And this started being measured by scientists in Russia, the United States, and other countries in the early 1960s. And back then, they figured out that the basic pulse of the Earth is 7.83 hertz, the same thing that the ancient rishis considered Om to be. And it was very stable for several decades. It just stayed at 7.83 hertz. So here's a strange thing. Starting in 2014, scientists started seeing spikes in the frequency field of the Earth. It was spiking way above 7.83 hertz. And it was spiking as high as 16 hertz, which is literally double what it was before. So the frequency level of the Earth was holding steady for a long time, and just in the last few years has been noticed to be really getting much higher, literally double what it was before in many cases. So we are obviously in tremendous intimate electromagnetic relation with the Earth. We're on the Earth. We're of the Earth. You know, we're completely in the fields of the Earth. So there's no separating ourselves as the Earth is raising its frequency, which is, again, scientists can't explain why, they just see that it's happening. I'm taking the step to interpret, and many other people, that it's part of the ascension process that the Earth is going through. And we are raising our frequency as well. And this is what's really going on. Okay, so that's a little bit of a definition, if you might say, of what ascension is. We'll come back to more about it later. What it really practically means to you. Okay, the next term I want to define is light worker, which is used in the name of this video. A light worker is somebody who's in the active process of activating their light body, although they may use other words to describe it, they may not use those particular words, and they're doing practices and living their life in such a way to further that. And light workers are people who also have a heart of service. People who are light workers seem to really care about fellow humans and animals and the earth and want to do something to help be part of the solution. And part of that is helping other people to get unburdened and to leave some of their baggage behind so that they also could step into their ascension process. So let me ask, why should this matter? Why should this be of interest to people who are in the healthcare field? Well, my question is, why not? It seems to me that this goes to the heart of the reason why I and so many other people were called into these fields. You know, maybe when we were younger and maybe somewhat more, we say, idealistic, we felt like we wanted to make a difference on the planet in some way. We felt like we wanted to help people in a way that Western medicine wasn't doing, getting to the deeper roots of why people were suffering and doing something that would be less harmful than some of the side effects they're getting from drugs and so on. And this is one of the biggest motivations that's brought a lot of acupuncturists and other holistic practitioners into this field. You know, a big part of this is the willingness and the interest to look at the deeper reasons why people are suffering. Because as we know, Western medicine pretty much just deals with controlling the symptoms and maybe to some smaller extent trying to prevent them with lifestyle. And people in holistic type practitioners like acupuncturists and naturopaths and holistic MDs try to work more on the cause level, try to see the deeper pattern of what's going on. But see, this rabbit hole goes very, very, very deep, way beyond where our training usually takes us. So part of the activation of the light body, part of the ascension process, is that your inner seeing, your clarity, your intuition increases, where it's a lot easier and quicker for you to grasp what's really going on with that patient in front of you, far beyond just what they're telling you and their symptoms. So the main focus of this lesson is to talk about what does it really take for us to practically be on this path of ascension and activate our light body. Well, in the old days, and even some ways now, when people were really interested in elevating their consciousness, ascending to a higher level of consciousness, and realizing some of this ancient knowledge and putting it into practice, they pretty much have to leave their families and their lives behind and move into monasteries and temples and ashrams, what's called mystery schools, and subject themselves to a very rigorous discipline of working with what were often pretty harsh teachers who would put them through tremendous austerities and difficult tests and things like this. And yeah, the system worked for a lot of people. It did actually bring out some of these abilities we're talking about. And so that's something which very few of us are likely to do. I think very few people who are in the professions that I'm addressing right now are likely to close their practice and leave their families and go somewhere for several months and years and focus on this. Now, if you do feel called to do that, more power to you. I've done it myself in smaller doses and times in my life, and it is rewarding. But the question is, how could we be on this path of ascension while we're living our regular lives here and keeping our commitments and our relationships healthy? How can we do that? Is this possible? Well, I want to tell you why it is possible and why it's more possible now than it's ever been before. And one of the things is that there's tools of ascension that are commonly available now. Maybe not that common, but let's say are available that were just not available before. Like tools that really the deeper sacred knowledge that really allows you to make these shifts in a more rapid way, and not just sort of the outer trappings that you'd hear in most spiritual books and teachings and so on. And a lot of this was very secretive back in the past, and very few people were privy to this information. And that's why it was kept hidden in mystery schools and these secret oral teachings and so on. But now it's been given to humanity. It's just more commonly available. But it can be a little confusing to pick through the multitude of metaphysical information and teachings and programs and seminars that are out there, and a lot of people just get overwhelmed by it. And a lot of it's not really focused on the real clear essence of what you really need. There's a whole lot of other trappings and intellectualization and belief systems that are just not all that necessary. Now, fortunately, there's many tools being given to humanity now which make it much easier to be able to be on this path of ascension and light body activation than ever before. Some of these are ancient teachings from the past that were kept very secret and hidden from most people that are now much more available. There's also new tools and new healing methods that are being given to humanity for the first time now that never were used here before. They come from very, very high levels and can move you very, very quickly. Another factor that makes it quite more possible to be doing this in our everyday life is what we'd call the herd effect. You know, there's so many people, there's millions and millions of people all over the planet who are working toward the light very, very actively right now. There's millions of people who are meditating, who are chanting, who are doing ascension practices, who are teaching. There's people on other hands who maybe aren't doing it that way, who are working toward human justice and eradicating poverty and eradicating disease and getting people out to vote. And a lot of these things that are going on, trying to help children, these are all people that are working toward the light, and it's creating this powerful momentum. Now, the media is not going to talk about those people because it doesn't sell magazines and news stories, but it is truly huge right now and growing exponentially this year. So there's what we call the 100th monkey effect, where there was islands in Japan where monkeys always ate fruit covered with sand and dirt, and finally one or two of them learned how to wash off their fruit, and in a short time, all the monkeys knew how to wash off their fruit, even ones on other islands that had no physical contact with the first ones. So that's been quoted many times, and this 100th monkey effect is very much at work right now on this planet. So that momentum is also making it a lot easier and readily available to do this level of work. But what is the number one factor that really makes you able to do this? That number one factor is desire. Now, when you have a burning desire for something and you really acknowledge it and feel that desire, let it affect you, you can do just about anything. But what happens is a lot of us, is as we age and get older, we get a little jaded around the edges with our desires. We get a little bit like the fox in the Aesop's fable that said, the grapes are sour. I can't reach the grapes, so it must be sour. And some of that comes in, and because it's a vulnerable, kind of intense thing to feel that powerful desire. But I found that it's worth getting back in touch with it. I went through a period of my life where I was out of touch with it. And when I finally acknowledged it and was willing to feel my burning desire, things really changed very rapidly. And that is one of the most powerful things. So whether you're an ancient person living in an ancient ashram or temple, or whether you're a modern person living in a high-rise in Manhattan, either way, we need to get in touch with that strong desire to be able to evolve our lives. You know, it just takes courage. There's this old saying, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. And that's basically what this is talking about, is it's better to feel these things, to feel these deep feelings and take the risk of it, even though it does feel very vulnerable at times. Once you get in touch with that desire and acknowledge it, and you start doing the ascension practices, things are going to change for you pretty rapidly. You'll notice changes in your experience, changes in your meditation. When you're working with clients, this is one thing I've really noticed, the results of people seem to be more profound, with less effort, with less techniques that I have to do. Things change in your body. Things change in your consciousness. And another thing that happens is sometimes changes happen in your relationships. There might be some people that you just, it's hard to be around them after a while because they're no longer matching you there, and you get drawn to other people to be with, other groups of people to be with who are more supporting you in that. Whatever it is that happens, you just have to love yourself and trust yourself and honor whatever you're experiencing. And it's really, really helpful to spend time with groups of people who are working on ascension in various ways. Again, they don't have to use the terminology I'm using, but people that you resonate with that really feel like they're doing the pure higher work without a whole lot of intellectualization and dogmas and kind of old kind of stuff, like where it feels really clear and clean and inspiring. That's really a good place to spend time with. And fortunately, I have some groups like that that I spend time with here in Marin. So this concludes the first lesson in this series, and I hope you enjoyed it. The next lesson is going to talk in much more detail about the activation of the light body and some science behind that. So that'll be the next video available. Now, below this video viewer, there's a contact box, and you're welcome to put your comments, questions, and shares there so that other people who are watching this video can communicate with each other. Thank you.